Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dress Down. Hello. Today, we have a very exciting special episode coming to you all the way from Phuket, Thailand. And I have a very special guest today. Actually, I have many special guests today that we are going to filter in and out. Everybody on the trip is being featured, but we're going to start with our organizer herself, all the way from Belgium.
Yes, Mikomi. That's fun. Nice to be here.
Thank you.
I didn't expect this would happen, so I'm glad.
I know. I surprised everyone.
Especially because you joined last minute.
So I really, really did.
Crazy. Yeah.
It was really crazy. Yeah. Thank you for taking some time out of your Thailand vacation to sit down with me.
Vacation
slash work trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're the brains behind the trip. And by brains, I mean you are the only person who has the capability, maybe besides Jenny, to put together such a extensive, detailed itinerary.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could try it.
maybe. But also, you have the capability and the desire. How about that?
I have the will to make it happen. Okay, that's true. I don't love organizing, but I love the meetings. So, like, when I think about those trips, mm-hmm. especially when I organize it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is such a headache. I'm just seeing in the future, like, what it's going to be like to be in this group, to be with everyone, to just, like, enjoy all these activities together. And in the end, in my opinion, this is what makes this trip so special. It's like, sure, not many people want to organize it, mm-hmm. but when it happens and we're, like, so many together, like, the good times we have, they will be, like, forever stuck in my mind. I will not forget these kind of trips. Mm-hmm. And that's why I make them happen.
Yeah. And you're so good at it, too. I just want to highlight some of the amazing things. I joined this trip. I got invited. I think Stella maybe invited me like a wee 2 weeks mm-hmm. out.
We had a few cancellations. Just because of the plane situation and also like in general. Some people were like, in the end, it's not working.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had definitely space for you.
Right. But when I joined the Discord, I just want to highlight how like easy you make this for everybody. Like the info tab in the Discord has like medications to buy, equipment to have. Like I bought water shoes. I've never owned water shoes before.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, everything I need. Sure. And all the itineraries, like very, very easy. If you want to join on this day, this thing, thumbs up. And I had a whole list of outfits to buy for I knew exactly where I was going every day. It was awesome.
You're
amazing. I just want to make sure that I give you your flowers because you deserve it. And honored to be here. I'm very excited.
Happy that
I got to join.
I'm glad it's actually clear because it took me about like maybe 2.5 months to really plan the trip. As in, I worked on it like from time to time, not continuously, obviously. I guess the hardest part is chasing people for information.
Especially cosplayers.
Please tell me. And people not booking their plane until like 1 week before the trip, which is crazy. Stella also gave me like late flights.
Really?
I know, you were not the last one. No. Last minute does not count. I had people like up to like mid-February or something. They're like, I don't know where I'm coming, which days. So yeah, lots of changes, lots of accommodating people's needs as well. Stuff like the vegetarians or stuff like the whole, I can only come these days, am I getting picked up? So yeah, the situation on organization is tedious, but worth it, mm-hmm. definitely.
For the friendship.
Yes, for the friendship.
For the friendship!
Because I feel like these trips, you know, I've been to content trips. You've been to content trips for mm-hmm. sure. And I feel like these trips are too focused, perhaps, on work. Like, I enjoy shooting, sure. But I'm thinking shooting together is less impactful as going on a boat and snorkel or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more bonding as an experience. And I feel like when you bond to the people you work with, it's a lot easier to work in general.
Yeah, definitely. That's 100% true. Mm. If nobody was familiar with your content online, how would you describe your online footprint?
I would say sexy cosplay with huge props. That's my favorite. So like, I love crafting. Mm-hmm. That's the reason I would say my career started, actually. Mm-hmm. I was like doing babysitting for $5 an hour and wasn't enough to pay my Warbler sheet. So I was like also sick of the kids, because like when you do babysitting, you can find all kinds of kids, you know, like the good ones. Yeah, they're fantastic. Mm-hmm. You have good moments, and then the nightmare ones, which are not so great for the same price, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, at that time I wanted to afford my crafts, and that's how my career started. So my first real cosplay for Patreon was actually A2 from Nier Automata with Beast Lord as a sword, which was like that giant sword with the lion heads.
Yeah.
And yeah, very ambitious craft, very skimpy cosplay. Uh-huh. Because I'm not very good at sewing, so like...
Same! I feel like we're the same. We're of the same brand, I'll say.
Yeah, so essentially, yeah, that's what I would do the most, is like those skimpy cosplay, really big props. And I know I don't post my crafts a lot. Like, you could find it in the cosplay, I don't post the process a lot. Mostly because a lot of people just skip to the skimpy part. But yeah, that's really... The passion in the project is really stemming from the crafts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same for me as well. I love armor and I love props, but I also love to feel sexy.
Yeah, so. I saw your cosplay, the cosplay of the Pokemon. Yeah, I forgot the name. God damn it.
Haunter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was pretty solid.
Thank you. Thank you. That was actually WoW armor that I reused yeah. and modified to be Haunter instead.
Yeah, you guys had the duo with Tail. It was so amazing. I loved her Gengar too. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, when you go off on and do, say, conventions or cosplay photo shoots, do you prefer doing like content at a con, or do you prefer doing photo shoots that are dedicated photo shoots where you go specifically for that purpose?
All right, I never make content at cons.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's strange, but no. With Martin, we travel a lot, and these travels are usually fueled by the desire of meeting people and also finding good location. So there's one thing we're really specialized in, is actually going to location to shoot stuff. Mm-hmm. So everything in the picture, there's never like a background edited or like any kind of special effect like fire and stuff. Everything you see in the picture is real.
It's practical, yeah. Yes,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we do have kind of a passion for that, I would say. And sometimes it pushes us to reach some extreme length. Like we've shot actually in Switzerland on top of a mountain in the snow, and that was so crazy looking. And I was freezing my ass off because I was doing Kirin, but like a skimpier version of Kirin with a giant sword again.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was great, but we shot just for 40 minutes. And then I was like, this is enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've also shot like in Gran Canaria. We shot in Tenerife on Monteide for Joko Littner. We shot like in a lot of places. On Madeira too. Not often easily accessible places, but backgrounds that bring sense to the picture. Mm-hmm. So when I say like Joko Littner in Monteide, it's more like you're so high up that there's no more vegetation and it really looks like it's out of Gunnlagan. So like, this is what we really want to achieve when we shoot. And that's why I don't really shoot at convention, because conventions, well, they have a lot of people and they have a lot of white walls. And it's great for like a bunch of easy pictures for social media, for my stories, for friends. Like, I don't really care about whether or not the background is elaborated in those kind of cases. But it's true that for the HD shoots, we do put a lot of effort into finding according locations.
I would agree with you as well. I think most of the content I do at conventions now is like...
Reels.
Reels, yeah, exactly. TikTok Reels trends with everybody. Yeah, yeah. And hall shots, just to, you know, say that you went. And
I was there. There's a poop.
Yeah, uh-huh. But I think that what has come out of cosplay as a job, which is so exciting, is the ability to travel to these cool locations and do these cool things. Like,
yeah.
mountain on top of a mountain on Switzerland. I can't talk. Yeah. You know what I mean.
This was also one of the other trips we did for fun with the girls, mm-hmm. where Holly wanted to shoot her Genshin cosplay. We were almost 4,000 meters. How much is 4,000 meters in 3 minutes?
Really, really hot.
So high,
there was a glacier.
I don't know. What's 4,000 meters?
12,000 feet or 16,000 feet. One of these. Anyway, really, really high. So high, there was a glacier like in the background and like crazy mountains. Uh-huh. And you see, like, Holly, that just like, take the picture. And the wind with a wing. Please. And like, you see the dedication, like, cosplayers will go to length for a good picture.
Yeah, I remember what I said to you the other day.
It was like
the first day that I was here, and I was like, I'll do anything for a picture. And Mika like looked at me and was like, anything.
Like freezing your ass on top of a mountain.
One of us.
Yeah. Definitely. Exactly. Well, that's fun.
Exactly. So what has kept your passion alive this long throughout your cosplay journey,
Crafting and the traveling.
Yeah?
Yeah. If it wasn't for the job, I think I could not afford all these things. They are luxuries at the end. When you look at how much cosplay it costs to make, mm-hmm. like when I had a normal job, it was not that easy. I was working as a student in a shoe store. I sold shoes. I sold clothes. I was a waiter and I did like all these regular jobs in the end, like regular, if you would say.
Sure.
But they were not bringing enough money to craft my stuff. Really not. Like, and I had to buy a laptop, and then my laptops break, and like my whole paycheck goes into another one, and you're like, well, there's nothing left for cosplay. So I would say, yeah, the work itself, the crafting part is my favorite. Mm-hmm. That's what I crave deep down. Mm-hmm. And the photo shoots, they're fun. Mm-hmm. I really dislike editing. That's my worst part of the job. This and the paperwork of having a company.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. So mm-hmm. this hasn't kept my passion, but passion is stronger than paperwork, I would say.
Yeah, I used to really like editing, but now I find myself unable to sit for that long.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta get up.
I'm in PC work, you know? Like...
Yeah, a little drone.
I can't. That's why I delegate that to Martin. Like, you know, you can edit your pictures.
Right.
Have fun.
But then you get to spread the wealth around, right? You get to hire your friends.
Absolutely.
You get to hire your other people that you admire. Yes.
Actually, I bought a house before this trip for my uncle.
You what?
I bought a house for this trip uncle. Like, I signed the day before leaving, I signed to our house. Because he's breaking up with his girlfriend. And the kids and him need a place to be. Aww. And so this is also part of the crazy aspect of this job, is that the truth is there's a lot of money to be made. And this money, in my opinion, you should probably invest it. But at the same time, if you're not using it, then why are you making it, you know?
Sure.
So like, I would give a lot to my family. I would give a lot to my friends. And in fact, the first people that I hired when I needed were my friends and family. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a yes. I would do anything for them.
Yeah. You were literally in a fairy costume that you threw off to go with me to the hospital 2 days ago. I was like, no, don't take the costume off. You stay. Please stay. And you were like, I could stay, but I'm not gonna. Take the wings off.
Dramatic undressing.
I was like, oh my gosh.
No, I think that's very important. I think these memories, even if you're having a shitty experience, you know, later on, you just laugh about it because you're not dead, okay? Like, like, this is the fun part. No, I remember when a van almost ran over me and it was like, yeah, it was so fun, right? It wasn't. But now it is, you know what
now
I mean?
Now it is. So. Yeah, a van did almost run over me. I'd love to circle back to that. We talked about something with Olivia and I was like, I got to bring that back with Miko. And I think it was definitely the van, and it was something else as well. I'm trying to remember what the other thing was. But the van, so we were getting into a bus to take us back to the pickup location.
To the building of the pier, yeah.
Yeah, to come back here. And then the guy threw it in reverse for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was high. I have no idea. But he definitely went backward instead of forward. And this is where all the shit happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, we almost got run over with Jen. That was a bit of panic. And I was also panicked. I was mostly panicked because we were so close to the fence with the water.
Yeah.
I was like, if he keeps going back, we're in the water.
Yeah.
This is
absolutely
great.
We would have been in the water.
And
we
were very close. Yeah, this is the scary part.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy adventure, you know. And long we're laughing about it, but I wasn't laughing as much when
that was when it happened.
And then OC throwing his shoes.
Shoes
to the driver.
Shoe at the driver.
Like a boomerang, you know, like, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the scene was a bit surreal, I have to say.
Yeah. Miko, what has your favorite part of Thailand been?
My favorite part of Thailand? Well, underwater.
Seeing all the fish, being among the fish.
Yes. Yes, 100%. I would do that again so much. Oh my God. Now I'm kind of addicted to it. I'm really thinking about getting my diving license now, like the permits. Mm-hmm. So I can just be like, bye.
You should. I can tell that you get so excited about it. You should.
Yeah. Everything that has animals involved, I'm like, let's go. Very excited.
Yeah. What about the next trip? Do you know where you're going to go next? Have you thought about
it? We have thought about it. It's not sure yet. Okay. So it's going to be either Philippines, Malaysia, or Okinawa. Mm-hmm. Probably one of these. I can't tell yet. I need to look at the places.
Keep it up in the air. Yeah. Keep everyone on their toes.
I need to look at the places and what is the most suitable for a bigger group. Because like Japan, for example, is very tight. Mm-hmm. They put like those double beds, like three next to each other in the same room.
Yeah.
Like what is happening?
We could all hold hands.
Yeah.
We could sleep.
We could all sleep in there.
Is it penguins?
We could put 12 people in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like next to each other. Uh-huh. It's kind of freaky because like you see those listings where there's like 30 beds.
Uh-huh.
Four bedrooms.
Right. That's crazy.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
Just stack them up on the wall.
So that's insane. And that's why I think if we do Okinawa, it might be a bit hard. But like, we could do it the same as for this trip where we book an entire hotel. Mm-hmm. And it's basically privatized because it's only us.
Right.
But we would have to see if that's possible.
Well, this is awesome. I'm very, very glad that I got to be a part of it. And I'm glad that I decided to go ahead and book my flights. Just less than a week. Out.
Yeah, I'm glad you came by.
Even with the sick, I'm happy that I came. It definitely outweighs.
Oh, this was
good
part of the activities.
The bad. Yeah, it was actually penciled in. Well, where can everybody find you on social media and what do you have coming up next?
So everywhere on social media is Miko Merkina. I have a very consistent nickname across my platforms. So that's very easy. And I have so many platforms. So whatever you're Googling, you're going to find it. And what's coming up next? Well, Dokomi, which is crazy. It's going to be insane.
I heard it was the Super Bowl.
At the same time?
Martin referred to it as the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. The Super Bowl of cosplayers, probably. Because, like, everyone's going. Everyone in Europe is going. And then, like, this huge booth with all the international creators is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited because we're going to be so many people. I don't know. The extrovert in me is like, hell yeah. It's you that are ready for me.
Good.
So, yeah. I'm excited for the cook.
Yay. I've heard nothing but good things about it. One day I will make it there as well.
We'll manage. You know where to find me.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I will be up with a new guest very, very soon.
See you guys.
Bye. All right. We have many, many guests, but our first guest is the best photographer in all of Germany, MH Photo, aka Martin. Welcome.
Thank you very much, but don't say it. I don't want to come back to Germany with a lot of haters. There are many great photographers.
One of the best photographers in all of Germany. MH Photo, thank you so much for sitting down with me today on your vacation here in Thailand.
Thank you very much for interviewing me.
Yeah, I'm excited. So if someone doesn't know you, is unfamiliar with your work, how would you describe your digital footprint?
My digital footprint, I love to work with light and I love to shoot with cosplay. So I combine everything together, and then I also try to make a story out of it. But this is more the hobby. Then my main job is aerophotography.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You shoot a lot of cosplay, though, and you shoot a lot of portrait and a lot of beautiful styles, especially on your Canon camera, which we've bonded over since we've been here. Is there a favorite that you like to shoot, a particular style?
Where I started was Gothic. I really like the aesthetic of Gothic. So I hope when I come back to Germany, because she finished studying, I hope to shoot Cassie. I want to shoot really emotionally, like pictures where you look at it and it's a picture, but it tells a story. It's like one picture, even one portrait, and you feel the picture. That's right. What I want to have. Also like to shoot spectacular cosplay shoots, be in contact with someone who does fire. So have some fire effects that I would love to do. And I would love to shoot in Madeira again, because they have the forest funnel and this looks so unreal. If you watch like Avatar, and it's so spectacular. But they don't have something as cool as the forest funnel.
Interesting. Do you work with practical effects a lot, like fire and things like that?
I did it more back then, but now it's less because, I do more aero. Like one of my pictures was on the cover of the Playboy. So.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And there we do less fire effects because there's a lot of exposed skin. But we did a really nice shoot with Captain America. He has a shield in front of him, and if you have steel wool and you burn it and you can spin it and you have like shooting stars against it, he made like a fighting pose and the stuff was flying towards. This is what I would love.
Like sparks and like battle, in the middle of battle.
Yeah, it just in games, the higher you level up as a female character, the more naked she is. But we cannot use fire effects in reality on naked skin.
Sure. I mean, we could.
theoretically for once.
So I walked out of the villa earlier this week with a Canon R5, and you and I had a moment together about how we both use Canon, which I feel like is pretty rare in the cosplay community. Many Sony users, a couple of Nikon users, but I feel like Canon users are few and far between. So I wanted to ask you what you liked about Canon and what makes it superior to the other camera models on the Sonys that we're filming on right now are about to go up in flames.
I think that the other brands are so popular. I think that's more an American thing. In Europe, it's really more Canon.
Really?
Yeah, I convinced 4 people to switch to Canon.
No way! Yeah. Join us!
Yeah. There's one experiment that I did with a friend. Like, you have a bright window, like here, this would be a window. You put the person in front in a darker room, and we use the telezoom lens, and we take a picture with the face, with the Sony, and with the Canon. And you could instantly see how the skin tones were way better with Canon.
Really?
Canon is known for color science. And I have the 5D Mark IV before, and now I'm using the R5 II. And when we were in Switzerland and taking landscape pics, I have the feeling the color science went even better. It looks so beautiful to just look at the colors. So I love the colors of Canon, and I love how easy the menu is.
I do too. Oh my god, the Sony menu drives me crazy. I can't find any of the settings anywhere ever. And Canon's so easy, you just press the little Q.
Yeah.
Okay, so I love your Thailand fit.
Thank you.
It's perfect for the podcast. How did you end up here in Thailand?
So for me, it's a work trip. So I work for Miko, and she said she wanted to have like a shooting travel. So I went here to work, and we're shooting our stuff, we're making videos, we're doing TikToks, and we're also doing
lots of TikToks.
I love to be creative with everything. And then I came up with ideas and we do stuff. Yeah, but right now she's snorkeling, so I have time to do something else. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved into cosplay photography specifically? I know it's probably a long journey, but were you doing photography before you shot cosplay, or did cosplay come after?
So the photography came first. I love to shoot when I travel. So I went to, my first trip was 2003 to Tokyo, and I took so many pics, and it made me so happy that I continue shooting. My first personal shooting with someone outside the family was in Dubai. So I had my shooting first outside the family in Dubai. Mm-hmm. It was really a lot of fun. And then I started to love photography way more. My first cosplayers, because let's start earlier, I love anime. And anime saved my English grades because I watched the animes and the English subtitles. Mm-hmm. And every time I didn't know a word, I translated it.
Oh, so anime helped you learn English?
Yeah, it helped me to learn English. I watched anime since over 20 years, but I wonder why I cannot speak Japanese.
Yeah, that's fair. I've wondered the same thing every day.
Yeah. And then we went to the book fair because close to where I live, we have the biggest book fair in the world. Mm-hmm. It's Frankfurt. And I went there and I saw cosplayers. It was the first time cosplayers. It was 2007. I was, oh my God, people and this stuff. Yeah, and then I went every year to the book fair and took more pics. And then I started to go to other conventions, taking pics. And at the beginning, I did not use Flash. I did not use RAW. I shot everything in JPEG.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Everything in JPEG. Uh-huh. And then I started to shoot RAW, because I have a lot of supportive people in Germany. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Olaf, for showing me the editing stuff. the other guy will not watch it because he's gone from the cosplay community. He showed me a bit how to work with Flash. Mm. That was really nice. And I'm really happy and really grateful for how many people helped me. Also like Soli, that was like the first editing stuff because I never edited pictures. He showed me my the stuff. So everyone, it was like brick by brick. It became, it developed. And then, yeah, I'm really, really happy about how it worked out. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the cosplay culture in Germany is different than in, say, America? Have you noticed any significant differences?
What I see as a difference when I went to a convention, in Germany are way more cosplayers in a convention than in other countries. Mm. Like maybe 70% of all people wear cosplays at a convention.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah. And so when you started and everybody was helping you out, is there any particular tips that you remember that you got that you would pass off to somebody now if they were just starting?
Yeah. There's one thing that really defines how much you progress is if you don't like something, you need to pinpoint why. If you take a picture of something and you know, okay, I don't like it, then you cannot say I don't like it. You just need to know why you don't like it. I don't like it because the background is too bright, the person is too dark, the lower part, the framing. And then you progress, and then you become better. And then you, even now, I don't want to stop developing as a photographer. I just want to see, okay, I could do this better. I could do that better. And you progress all the time. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is, that's what I love about the cosplay community in general, I feel, is that everybody wants each other to succeed for the most part. So even in cosplay, that is similar to how I got started as well. When I first started trying to make costumes, people were very helpful with tutorials and how to do everything step by step to make armor and things like that. So it seems like a universal experience in the cosplay community.
That's what I love about the cosplay community, that the people help each other. It's also amazing, like I went to Singapore to a convention I never been before.
at the end of the day, people asked, at the end of the convention, people invited me to food eating together, mm-hmm. but I had to say no because others already invited me. I felt wow. so welcome.
You were just popular. Everybody. No,
I think it's not like you're popular, it's just they are so welcoming. They see, oh, mm-hmm. someone is interested in what we're doing. Sure. And then you talk about Friere and you talk about Azulane or whatever it is. And mm-hmm. the people are passionate. It's like, yeah. oh, that's important. And
Yeah. I say you were popular, but the community in and of itself is very welcoming.
Yes.
That's also what happened to me the first time I went to Anime Expo. Is when I met everybody, and I also got invited to a bunch of dinners and after parties, and I was like, wow, this is so exciting. But it was mostly because I was cosplaying from League of Legends, mm-hmm. and League of Legends was so popular, mm-hmm. and everybody loved it so much that I immediately connected with a ton of people because we were all cosplaying League together.
Yeah, so I can imagine that.
It's nice.
Yeah. I really wish as a photographer that Anime Expo would have nicer locations.
That's so true. It's simply just the horseshoes.
Yeah. And then you have the parking lot and they kick you out of the parking
every
lot.
Every single time, yeah. Every single time.
So because you see the most amazing cosplays, yeah? Like I saw Andromeda Latex, it's like flawless. And then you see people working for 2 years for the outfit. Perfect. And then this location and you're like, that's really sad. Mm-hmm. So in Germany, we have a convention that happened for many years, unfortunately not anymore. And we have the World Heritage Building next door. We had a castle so beautiful. They used it for the movie The Three Musketeers with Leonardo DiCaprio to fake Paris.
Wow. Yeah.
And this, you go as a cosplayer for free and you can take pics there.
Wow, that's crazy. We don't have that. Well, we have some cool locations in America, but nothing like that. Not big, cool castles.
In the USA, what you really have is the landscape. It's so mm-hmm. beautiful. The nature is amazing. And then you can take all your pics. All you have, like, you can shoot in Los Angeles, like at the beach, and later go to the mountain and shoot in snow in one go. That's like really impressive for cosplay photography.
Yeah. I miss photography. As you're talking about it, I'm like, well, I should take more pictures again. Mm. But I've been out of the game for a while.
It's like bicycle.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Come back to it.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for your time. What is your favorite thing so far that you've gotten to do in Thailand?
The favorite thing that I did in Thailand was the rafting.
The rafting? That was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
We were all fighting, splashing each other the entire time.
Yeah, and where I told you there's a snake.
Oh, yeah, you did! You told me there was a snake, you lied.
Oh, no.
This is a troublemaker right here, guys. A troublemaker. But Kelly did get a bunch of frogs.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. They catch a lot of animals here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Well, is there anything you're looking forward to in Thailand?
Okay.
That we haven't done yet?
This is a very specific thing, but I'm looking forward to be at the airport because there's the beach and I want to see the plane directly above me. I know it in Frankfurt, we have the same, and the noise and the impression that something moves so close to it really makes like goosebumps for me. I really like this and I will do it today.
Yeah, yay! Well, I'm excited for you. I'm also excited that I can join in the festivities again.
Yeah.
Because I've been sick. But yay, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We'll have our next guest sometime soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we're back with our second Thailand guest. I'm here today with fitness influencer, cosplayer, all-around nerd, beautiful lady, Frizzy Lifts and Frizzy Imposter on everywhere but Instagram, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
How is Thailand so far?
Amazing. The weather is incredible. Haven't melted off my makeup, so.
Yeah, plus. You're in Raven, Raven-inspired bathing suit.
Yeah, yeah, Beach Raven.
Right now. Beach Raven, and you're about to go to a beach to shoot it, right? Mm-hmm.
You caught me at the perfect time.
Yeah, I did. I did. I snatched you up. Well, I'm excited. This is the first time we've ever met is on this trip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We've shared
a lot. 6 days ago and we've gotten very close.
Highs and lows.
Highs and lows. Yes. Well, let's say that someone is not familiar with your content whatsoever. How would you describe your digital footprint?
Ooh, well... In high school, I actually started as a makeup artist.
Wow, okay.
It wasn't very long. I was like doing it for a good year, but I got like a lot of makeup products in the meantime, so it was fun. Mm-hmm. But I ended up deleting that account and I started up as a fitness influencer, not with the intention of becoming a fitness influencer, but I did that in college during my fit journey. And I slowly just started getting nerdy with it because I love the gym, but cosplay and nerdy stuff is like truly me. And I just started combining it with like the muscle mommy like anime characters.
Yeah,
and, like, you know, found the perfect little niche.
Yeah. What were some like iconic characters that you cosplayed at first?
Ooh, Mirko for sure.
Oh, nice.
I think my first cosplay was Catwoman because that Batman movie, the new one, came out, mm-hmm. and I was obsessed because Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, she looked real good in that movie.
And Rascal Apparel, I worked with them for a brief amount of time, and they dropped this like yellow jumpsuit. I was like, what the hell do I do with this? I was like, Kill Bill. That was my second.
Uh-huh.
And those just started doing really well. I was like, okay, people like this and I love it. So
yeah. What got you into like nerdy stuff? Like, was there a specific thing that you loved growing up or something that you loved in college or all of the above?
It was my dad. My dad is the biggest nerd ever. Right now he's like his side job is selling all the comics and trading cards he has because I think he has the entire basement is like a comic shop right now. So I grew up with like the nerdiest dad ever and he's more into comics. I got into the anime stuff and I started getting him into it with Attack on Titan. That's his favorite.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
But we've just always like back when like Marvel movies were dropping, we were like, you know how they had those ending credits?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We used to be like the only people at the very end of like those first few movies when it was like still... I don't want to say niche, but like not as huge as it is
now. Not everybody knew to stay.
Yeah, I felt it always felt so weird waiting, but now other movies are doing it inspired by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a day one guy. He's,
yeah.
I love him.
So you were going to be a nerd no matter what.
Yeah, I was doomed. He let me watch Sucker Punch at like, oh my God, the age of like 12.
Mm-hmm.
Changed my brain chemistry. Have you seen it?
I have.
Amazing.
That was
soundtrack.
One of my first cosplays too.
Really?
Baby
Doll? Yeah, I want to do her so bad. You got to show me later.
I will.
That's awesome.
I will. That's like a 10-year-old cosplay for me at this point.
Yeah, dude, I've been obsessed. I was listening to the soundtrack earlier as I did my makeup. I'm still obsessed. Bjork, the woman you are. I also Kick-Ass. Like all those movies, I swear, like changed my brain chemistry and just always stuck with me. Like I resonate with them heavy and yeah, it's just nerdy shit.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay, so what brought you to Thailand? What brought all the, like, what is your connection to everybody here?
I've always known about the trip. So my friend Jen was invited in Ireland and I heard about it, but I figured it was full, but in Bali, I was with Miko. Miko and
Miko, the brain behind everything.
Big brain lady. I was like, hey, is there any room? And she was like, yeah, actually. I was like, fuck yeah, get me in on that shit. Because I heard there's gonna be a bunch of cosplayers here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've always wanted to like just go to Asia. And I had a really, like, I went to Korea last year and it was cut really short. And I just felt like I wanted to come back to Asia, get like a better experience. So, because like the flights are long.
Mm-hmm.
Bali was amazing. I was like, I gotta come back to a nice and warm, toasty area.
Yeah, and it is warm and toasty here. We're also bathing in bug spray.
Oh yes, I'm allergic. So I have Skeeter syndrome and the bug bites are like this, but I'm not allergic to the Thailand bugs.
Really?
I haven't had a reaction.
That's
Hawaii,
crazy.
They kill me. Like actually like apple sized bug bites. It's disgusting.
That's wild. Well, I'm glad that that's not happening to you here.
They love my blood. I'm a sweet girl.
We've had a saying since yesterday, and that is only one hospital visit per trip. So is Raven the type of character that you normally cosplay? Do you have like a genre of ladies that you normally cosplay?
My favorite genre are women with short hair, pixie cuts. Like Casca is my favorite woman ever. Maki, love her. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about doing Elena from Street Fighter, but I just couldn't get the 3D print done in time. So. Mm-hmm. But that's my go-to. Anyone muscular, anyone like badass is like what I'm drawn to. But mm-hmm. I'm doing this thing. It's like childhood crushes, cosplaying childhood crushes. And this is part four. So I'm bringing back Raven, actually.
Uh-huh.
Bringing her back.
Raven is a childhood crush, for sure.
You got to hit Kigo. If you didn't have a crush on her. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did do her.
You did?
It wasn't a part of the series, but I should redo her for it.
Mm-hmm.
I love just any, like, dark emo baddie I was obsessed with as a kid.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with. I don't know what it was, but.
Yeah. Do I want to be with them? Do I want to be them?
Both.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me. You get
both.
Me.
Both. Okay. So, what has been your favorite part of Thailand so far?
We did this boat excursion where we went like on a little canoe, and like one of the workers was like paddling us into this like cave, and it just looked insane. Like the water was so blue and clear. It was just the most gorgeous. I've never seen rock formations like that. I don't even know what, like volcanic rock. I don't know.
Yeah, it was wild.
It was gorgeous. I got the most beautiful experience out of that. And it was just nice because we didn't have to paddle. We were just sitting there taking it in. Mm-hmm. And that day was just overall, like, we hit a lot. Also the elephants. I fucking love elephants. And I got to feed one. It's great.
Yeah.
The elephant sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We, Kelly and I missed that.
Yeah, it was.
We got here.
Nice, because they explained that the, a lot of animals abroad get mistreated, and this one's one of the like rare sanctuaries, because in Thailand especially, like anytime they're in the circus, like they get abused. There was one elephant they took in at this specific sanctuary where she's older, and they rescued her from the circus, and she just, with her trunk, like she still does this because she's like balancing like a hula hoop on it. Mm. To this day, like over a decade later, she's still doing that because they would like hit her if she didn't do it. Yeah, so they just like take in like rescues as much as they can. As much as, like, everything that they make goes towards the elephants there, which I thought was fucking awesome. Like, they were great, and they take great care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was awesome. The elephants are great. We got to see one, like, come out of the water. I was like, I just love elephants. They're so smart and cute.
You saw the one that was in the river, right?
That too, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we did whitewater rafting, that was insane. They were giving, like, this elephant a bath right at the end of our whitewater rafting, like, trail, and 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Everything's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Everything happens for a reason, because we weren't even going to go that far on the trail. But we're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, we did. We did. We were supposed to only do like the first third. And then we did the second third.
And then I just kept
going. We were like, all of it?
Yeah, yeah. I got a minor whiplash, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. I like cannonballed into Svetlana on accident because
you
I
did
was
not.
Holding my phone and I didn't want to drop it, and we hit one of the rocks and I like tumbled into her, and I was like, I'm so sorry, let me put this away.
That reminds me, some dude, it wasn't even my boat, some other dude's boat flipped over on top of me and I caught him.
You caught him?
Yeah, his the guy that was like paddling it stayed in our boat, and that dude.
Oh my God.
So there was two extra people in our boat for a little bit.
Well, I actually do the lifting, so.
No, I was like, to survive. James, do you remember that?
That was genuinely insane. Like, I was like, is that gonna happen to us?
I don't wanna go flying in the water, cause it was like very rocky, and the last thing you wanna be is like stuck in that.
Yeah,
with it like pushing you, so. That was my first whitewater rafting experience.
Right.
So, I'm glad.
I feel like that was ages ago. I don't know.
We've lived 40 lives here.
Yes. Each few days, I feel like, is a cycle around the sun.
We like have like 6 a.m. like wake up, 7 a.m. like we leave, and then we don't get back to like 7 p.m. like full shifts of like just fucking experience, trying to survive.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I feel like Miko does such a good job at creating this schedule that anybody can join at any time.
Oh, no, she's great.
And fills it with really fun activities that you don't want to miss, so you want to do everything, which is my problem right now. It's also my first Miko trip, so.
I haven't missed anything except one rooftop dinner, because that was just kind of like a dinner thing, but I've joined every single activity. I was like, I'm not missing anything.
Yeah,
this girl knows how to plan.
I know. I feel like my life's been changed. Mm. This is the type A friend that I've been missing. my whole life.
So are you type A or type B?
I think that I waffle between.
Me too. If I'm surrounded by type Bs, I have to become a type A or else I'll stress the fuck out.
Same.
But if I have my type A friends with me, I'm like cruising. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can like
turn your brain off.
Yeah. Boyfriend treatment.
Yeah.
What the girls say.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I have to ask you some type of tip or advice because it's a segment that I enjoy doing. So if somebody wanted to, let's say, go to the gym, but they have never been before, How should they start?
Well, I never played any sports minus like middle school track. So I went in completely blind. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, because I have a lot of social anxiety, I just kind of, you know, exposure therapy is great, but sometimes you just got to build up to it. So mm-hmm. The way I did that was I bought some weights off Amazon and I would do like at-home routines just with two dumbbells. I would practice my form in front of a mirror. I would just practice like as much as I can, tried to stay consistent. At about like a few weeks in, I felt pretty confident. I even started seeing progress because I went from like 103 pounds to like 120 pretty fast. I'm currently sitting at 145, which I'm very proud and happy about. And my friend saw me finally commit. He's like, okay, you want to come with me? So we would go at 2 a.m. because it was a like completely like 24-hour gym and mm-hmm. completely empty at that time.
I love going to the gym at night.
Yeah.
So nice.
No one's staring at you. But yeah. So we did that for like the whole summer. We would just go really late. And obviously that's not like possible for many people. Mm-hmm. I eventually started switching to go during the day. And I started to just realize no one gives a fuck about what you're doing, if you're doing it wrong. I see people do stuff wrong all the time. Embarrassingly enough, I tried to help a girl with her form and she did not seem like she wanted help. So I was like, oh, my bad. But most of the time, people are worried about themselves and their own form. So just build up, mm-hmm. start somewhere and just keep hacking at it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Consistency.
The gym truly has like saved me in many ways. Like, my mental health improved. Physically, I just started feeling great about myself. Never really hated my body per se, or like, I didn't really go because of a major breakup. I just really wanted to like fill in the gaps of like, I was in college and I was kind of over partying and doing like as many drugs as I was. And I was going completely clean. And I just needed something to fill in that like gap of like, I'm not going out anymore. What do I do?
Yeah.
So I just started going to the gym and I got addicted to it because the ADHD hyperfixation kicked in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love how I feel. The endorphins are kicking in. My brain is working better. My grades are getting better. Everything was just, it was just made for me and I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I'm happy to have met you on this.
Yeah, me too.
Arbitrary Thailand trip that I joined 5 days before we were leaving.
I'm glad you're feeling better too.
Me too. Let everybody know where to find you online and if you have anything fun coming up.
Ooh, yes. So I am Frizzy Lifts on Instagram, Frizzy Imposter on everything else, also on Instagram on multiple accounts. Frizzy Imposter is my cosplay page, fitness, Frizzy Lifts. And yeah, I'm on like Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, expanding, so probably everywhere soon. And
Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat, Frizzy Imposter? Yes, you already know. Starting to post daily. You can see a lot of this Thailand trip on there. We did a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually taking it easy from here on out. Less traveling. I'm just going to be focusing on more cosplays, getting jacked as shit. So We'll see what's coming up. More cosplays. Yay. I am having this Casca armor being built, and it's been like a whole year, and I'm so fucking excited. I'm bringing it to AX. So we'll see that debuted soon.
I can't wait. And I can't wait to see your Raven photos from today.
I'm so excited.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me for these 20 minutes. Yeah. And our next guest is coming soon. Who will it be? I don't know. Whoever I can grab.
Well, thank you.
Yay.
That's it.
Welcome back with our third victim in our Thailand episode of Dress Down. I'm here with James. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
James, what is your photography handle?
My photography handle is Omaru is Fed.
Omaru is Fed.
Yeah.
And you are primarily a videographer, correct?
I do both, but lately I've been doing lots of video, basically.
Gotcha. So would you say that they're equal on your stat sheet?
I could say 60%, 70% video, 30% photo, but I've been trying my best to do more photos lately because for the past 2-3 years, I've been doing lots of video, like a lot of it.
Gotcha.
If you check my Instagram, you'll see lots of video content. Mm-hmm. But I try my best to still do photos because I love doing photos.
Yeah, like, you took beautiful pictures of me on that boat.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. You've also been helping me with this entire production. So thank you for that as well.
You're welcome.
You are the best. You are also just so helpful in general. So we met on this trip as well.
Yes.
One thing that I do want to say is that I have never been on one of these Miko trips. I'm dubbing them Miko trips before. And I have done a lot of content trips in general, but it's very rare to get this many people who like coexist so well together. Mm-hmm. Like everybody gets along so well and everyone's very kind and very helpful. And I think that that's like a rare, exciting thing. And I'd like to ask Miko about it as well, but
she'll be arriving soon.
Yeah.
she'll be back.
At some point. Yeah. She's scuba diving right now.
I think they're going back right now.
Oh, okay.
So soon.
Gotcha.
They'll be here soon.
So what is your experience with these trips like? Is this your first one? Have you been on a few?
So this is my second time with Miko. Mm-hmm. My first was last year in Bali. Honestly, best. I mean, I've been having a great time for like now. I've had a great time as well in Bali, and I was really happy when Miko asked me, like, "Hey, James, would you be down to travel with us at some point? Like, you know, like vacation." Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, you know, it's fun to meet new people, and yeah, in general, it was really fun. And then this time. I mean, after the Bali trip, they were like talking about like, what's the next one? What would, what would be the next destination? And then at some point, Miko was like, Phuket, Thailand, maybe? So yeah, so here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are, yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had seen, I actually got invited to the Bali trip to replace someone who left last minute, and I had a convention that weekend that I had already been I was a contracted guest for. So I had told Stella, no, I'm so sorry, but please tell me when the next one is. And same thing happened, I think, on this trip as well, where a couple people couldn't come.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
And Stella, because Stella and I share the warehouse together. We work in the warehouse together. I have a little corner of it is my podcast area and also my workshop. So Stella just runs over with opportunities and vice versa. So Stella was like, people left this trip as well. Please join. There's a bunch of open beds. Everyone gets their own room. And I was like, yeah, okay, this time I can come. This time I'm in.
Yeah.
So... it's perfect timing.
Glad you made it.
Me too. Yeah. And I'm happy to have met you and so many other really cool people.
Yeah, honestly,
this trip.
It's how to say this. This is also first time meeting some of the few people here, like you, Frizzy, a lot of. And also, this is for me, it's like a learning experience as well from you know, other people. I also do like I provide services for like content creation for people, right? But not in this kind of level. I mean, I've seen them like work, like really work, like hard work, you know? It's just, how to say this, mind-blowing to me, like, in a sense, like, I'm learning so much from these people, and that helps with my experience, and it reminds me of, from Bali, because Stella was there, and she was like, let's do content, let's do this, let's do that, and then... And I told her like last night, we're like chilling in the pool, like, Stella, you have no idea. Honestly, I am so glad to have met you because I've learned so much in a span of like 2 weeks. And until this day, I still learn, you know, from what you do. So it's a really awesome experience to have that. And I consider that something very priceless.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same about Stella. Just observing Stella is you learn so much, and also you don't know what you don't know
exactly
until you see it
in front of you, and that hands-on experience is priceless.
Yeah.
It's the fastest way to learn things and grow. Totally know what you're talking about. Absolutely. So how did you get started with cosplayers?
Oh, wow.
How was your photography journey? How did your photography journey begin and videography? And then how did it transition into our weird little niche of the internet?
Well, so I started photography back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And back then I was like, not into like the cosplay photography or like portraits and anything. I wasn't into landscapes. Mm-hmm. I literally wanted to go out because I lived in France. So I was like, I had Eiffel Tower as my, you know, subject, like most of the people back then. But in general, I just moved around, and I was also into like the whole anime cosplay community. I mean, anime geek community. I was like not into the cosplay scene that yet. Mm-hmm. And my first con experience, convention experience, were like tiny. It's, I don't want to say tiny. It was huge back then.
Mm-hmm.
In 2010.
Right.
And from there, just met people. I would say private shoots, but they would, you know, got contacted by cosplayers like, hey, would you be down to take a photo shoot for us? Like, yeah, sure, why not? And then from there on, people will tell about you, will talk about you, like, oh yeah, we met this new photographer, blah, 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 he's, yeah. And for video though, it's thanks to one guy, Axon,
wow.
Yeah, OG.
Axon and I have had a tumultuous relationship, but we're homies now, so. But I feel like that is Axon's personality in general.
Yeah, honestly, he's a pretty cool guy. I've never met him personally, but we've just talked online.
Uh-huh.
But it's thanks to him, honestly. How do you say this? It's thanks to, he was an inspiration, like a huge inspiration to like the whole CMV thing back then, because it was something new, it was something original, what he was doing in the US and Canada. And Europe didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm gonna try experiment video. It's really interesting. And I got into it, like really into it. And just learned so much from him, and like looking at his videos and trying my own spin, of course. I don't want to say I copied him, but he served as inspiration, and I did my own thing, which worked really well. And I'm really happy to have brought that to Europe, because people tell me, yeah, James, you're the pioneer of videography and cosplay videography in Europe, you know, but I don't want to take that credit, because I'm just doing this for fun. I'm not doing this, you know, for get popular.
A humble king.
I try to be, because I just try, it's just my personality. I'm someone very, very, very discreet. I'm not like, oh, look, I did this, did that. It's just my personality. It's, but yeah, I've come a long way of, you know, when I was still doing video back then was 720p was the best.
Wow.
Now here we are with 4K.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. And back then, autofocus on video didn't exist. Uh-huh. And now we have that, like all these cameras using.
Face tracking.
Exactly.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And if the 20, oh, the light died.
Our light.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
She'll be fine. We'll have one more there.
So, do you have advice? I know you were here for Martin's advice, but do you have any advice for anybody starting out in doing videography or wanting to do like cosplay music videos or anything like that, or just photography in general?
I think I would say, I know it's the most basic, I don't want to say most basic, but just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. I mean,
just do it.
Just do it. Have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, you don't even need, you know, high-end cameras. You can even start with the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the cameras back then, like I said, the cameras were like 720p. We were happy with that 720p.
Mm-hmm.
Phones today are better than the cameras back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think you agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Technology has just advanced so much.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, it's like if you're really wanting to pursue, there will be times it will be hard. it is what it is, but you have to push on to things that you want to do, like you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I started photography and videography, it was like, I'm just going to do this, have fun with it. But I was not thinking of like the business side of things. It's just because it was just a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like had fun with it. And things like opportunities come left, right. There were times where it was really hard, which is normal. You know, you're going to question your like, oh, am I good enough? You're going to question lots of stuff, but you just have to persevere and just do what you want. Do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am where I, after pursuing all that stuff, I'm working with brands. I'm like, you know, I can do it, I guess many, like everyone can do it.
Right. You just have to put in the work and the time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And be a nice person.
Too. That's the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a point to be taken, to take into account.
Exactly. Yeah. What about if somebody is at like an intermediate level?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any like intermediate level tips, like as far as maybe gear or tech or like your favorite little gadget that you have or anything like that?
I guess if you're doing video, my favorite little, it's not little gadget, but I mean, you've probably seen my gear running, like lugging around.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest is to get a gimbal. If you love to do smooth videos, even a tripod. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's the most basic thing, but a tripod will be more than enough for mm-hmm. your needs.
Mm-hmm.
For photography, I would say a reflector.
Ah, such a good answer.
It is.
Such a good answer.
I am. So here's the thing. I love natural light.
Mm-hmm.
I love natural light. And I don't want to flex, but I think I mastered it. No, uh-huh. not really. But I love using it. And
yeah.
once I see a scene, I just like, okay, I know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think a reflector, even a tiny one, works well. But yeah, it's like the most basic thing. You don't need flashes if you don't, you know. For me, sunlight is your best light.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is tea right here. This is tea.
I don't know. I don't want to start any war or anything like that, any drama. But oh, flash for this better. Oh, light, normal lights, natural lights better. No, I think you just gotta use the tools you have in hand and just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most
great advice. Great advice. I love a reflector. That's my favorite thing that I used when I first started out.
If I have a reflector every time, I'd use it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't bring one here. It's just like, yeah.
Well, it's okay. We have LED panels and
trip. Thanks to Martin for the LED panel. Unfortunately, the two lights here died out, but it'll be fine. We're good.
But also, you can kind of use anything as a reflector as long as it's big and like a
even
pillowcase.
The sheets.
Yeah,
even the sheets.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And if it's white, it reflects the light. And if it's black, it absorbs it. So.
Even a diffuser. It can even serve as a diffuser.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll help a lot.
Well, do you have any upcoming events or things that you're excited about?
Oh, conventions. So I'll be guesting in Fantasy Basel in a few weeks. Oh, no, not a few weeks, like a few months in May. Mm-hmm. And then Dokumi.
Nice. Dokumi. I've heard a lot of the good things Dokumi about
Dokumi. Is, as Felix would say, it's our Super Bowl.
I was talking to Miko about it on the first day that I was here.
Yeah. And I probably another convention I'll be guesting is in Poland called PureCon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just like every year I try to get opportunities if I'm gonna guest. Yeah, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Having fun, just pure fun, and just still gonna continue doing photos, video, you know, mm-hmm. cosplay or professional field. But yeah, looking forward to the next few months.
Yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be a blast.
It is gonna be a blast. It is.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. Your social media is Omaru is Fed.
Yes,
on
and everything.
On everything.
Like YouTube. I don't use TikTok, but I still have my handle on TikTok. You never know.
Just in case.
Omaru is Fed on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And we'll be back with a new guest.
Whoever comes out. Whoever comes in.
Can snatch. And we're back with our last and final guest, but certainly not the least, Chappie's Workshop.
Hello.
Did I say you that right?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, people call me differently, depending where I go, but it's Chappie. Yeah.
It's Chappie?
Chappie, yes.
Yay, well, welcome. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Poland.
Poland.
So my English is, I think, communicative, but sometimes if I sound fun, guys, I'm so sorry.
I mean, I can understand you, so don't worry about it. Thank you for joining my rapid fire podcast of Phuket, Thailand.
So
normally I have one guest for 2 hours, but I've been cycling through as many people as I can siphon into this.
I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. I've changed. This is my second outfit change for the day. So
love it. Serving the pajama realness.
Yeah. Serving the pajama realness. Also, Kelly put a bunch of flowers in my hair. So
that's really cute.
Thank you. So you are an incredible cosplayer.
Oh, I
have known of your work for many years.
I have. Thank you. Yeah. I don't know.
This is part of my lore that I don't talk about very often, but the way that I started in cosplay, before I even thought of ever cosplaying for myself, I was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote for extra money in college. I did articles like video game walkthroughs and
That's really cool.
And game reviews and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But every now and then they let us like play with whatever we wanted, and I did a couple of super viral League of Legends cosplay slideshow articles featuring a bunch of cosplayers. And so I've known of you for like 12 years.
Oh my God.
So this is awesome for me.
It's been ages. I also do cosplay for so long, so I'm not surprised I'm like one of your first stops to see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to talk to you. So you cosplay a lot of League of Legends.
I used to. I mean, I still do, but I used to do so many big deals.
So did I. So that's how I got started.
Are you still playing though?
I play ARAMS every now and then.
Yeah,
do ARAMS. You still play?
TFT.
I haven't tried TFT.
It's really cool. It's just more chill than, you know, like the games with people and when you have to fight each other on a map.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more aggressive. TFT is chill.
Right. I have a friend, one of my best friends plays TFT all the time, and I love card games and like strategy games. So I was like, I feel like I'd like
Riftbound.
This, but I've never tried it.
Okay.
So, and Riftbound I've heard is good too, but I haven't tried that either.
It's always time to try it, yeah.
I know, I have a Steam Deck, so I've been playing Balatro and a couple of other things.
Oh my God, Balatro? That's one of my favorite places.
Oh yeah?
Yes, you guys should talk about it.
I love that game. Well, tell me, okay, so what I've been asking everybody is, if nobody is familiar with your work, how would you describe your digital footprint to somebody for the first time?
Oh, wow. Okay. So Polish cosplay community is pretty big right now. We have a lot of cosplayers who are really, really talented. And I like to think about myself as a cosplay mommy for my country, because I started so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I mostly organize conventions, organize cosplay competitions, travel with the cosplayers who go for the contests abroad, you know, for WCS or for different other in Paris. So ECG, yeah. So I travel with my teams as this cosplay mother. But I used to do a lot of big builds. I love armors, I love wings, League of Legends. It was so fun to make big armors. Yeah, I also hang out with you guys here because apparently friends in cosplay community are so close to each other.
Yeah.
We just know, you know, each other from different countries.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how we...
And that speaks to the cosplay community at large, is that so many people can be connected in so many ways.
It's beautiful.
And end up in Thailand together.
It's so fun because I think about traveling sometimes. I have friends in every country, but so many countries, you know, like in Europe, for example.
Yeah.
I could just meet someone for a coffee or for I don't know, for a beer if I go to other countries, only for cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so, so cool.
Yeah. And so tell me how you got started in cosplay. Was it that you were kind of a big nerd and you liked video games and you wanted to bring that to life? Did you go to conventions and see people in cosplay? Like what sparked the need?
I think everything, right? Uh-huh. Because have you also been the same for you? Like you go to conventions, but you go to conventions because you're a nerd.
So, yeah, yes.
And then you see people and you're like, yes. Oh, that's uh-huh. so cool. Same for me. I was 13 when I went for my first convention.
Wow.
It was ages ago.
Uh-huh.
It was tiny. Mm. It was tiny, but there was a few cosplayers who had, for example, you know, like wigs made of colorful paper or something, because it was so long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god,
didn't have the resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaks. I'll never do that. Uh-huh. Look at us now.
Look at us now. Look at us now.
Right.
It's so true. It was really hard to cosplay back then. I remember waiting like weeks for an eBay mm-hmm. wig, and then it showed up and it was terrible.
It was like in your prized possession because you had so little of the wig, so yeah. you didn't want to cut the bangs or anything.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Now you're like, oh, Amazon Prime, another one.
Right.
Same day
so
delivery.
So fast, AliExpress. Yeah.
For
me, it was also the thing that I found out where is a supplier for EvaFoam for Poland. Mm-hmm. So before that, no one did armors because we had no materials to do that. So I just grabbed the EvaFoam, like, okay, let's go.
Right, right.
It was those
right,
times.
Right. Yeah. So for me, I went to conventions and I saw people dressed up, but I was really shy and I was too scared to mm-hmm. ever do it. What was like the first time you decided you were gonna cosplay? Like what sparked that for you?
Of course, for me it was friends, because I had so many cosplay friends, I mean convention friends before we did cosplay. Mm-hmm. So I either had a group, so it was easy. Mm-hmm. But also I saw one of my cosplay friends, who are now one of my best friends, mm-hmm. then she was a stranger and she was wearing the most beautiful dress I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I wanna do that. Mm-hmm. So she inspired me, and also had a group who pushed me through. So
yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't have your group.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for that, because it's so much funnier, you know, to do it with people. But
yeah,
for you it was you have to start alone, right? No.
It was a friend of mine who made me a cosplay that matched hers and oh my was God. Like, please wear it with me. I already made it.
What did you guys cosplay?
And I was like, okay. Launch from Dragon Ball.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice. Okay.
But she made us matching ones where she had the blue hair and I had the
this
blonde hair.
This is so cute.
But we are over a foot apart in height difference, so we look completely different.
Did you have to kneel on her? Like, at least bend.
We just kept taking pictures anyway.
Yeah, just stuff in snow.
Yeah. there's still photos of me too, and I had accidentally fallen asleep in my contacts that night.
Oh, no.
So when I woke up, my eyes were like halfway shut, like swollen, and so I looked crazy in that cosplay, my first cosplay
this
ever.
This is my nightmare, like sleeping with your lenses on.
I know, and I'll never do it again. I learned my lesson.
Did they end up like going behind?
No, they just were like
just
like shots. Suction cuppy dry stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. Have you ever done anything like crazy, like a crazy cosplay fail? Because speaking of contact lenses, I put that red cap acid into my eye once, thinking that it was contact solution before I knew what it was.
So sorry.
And that was crazy.
But I mean, I've seen you have a pattern with some cosplay.
Those are my only two eye-related incidents, over the course of 10-plus years.
To be honest, I have a YouTube channel in Polish, and uh-huh. actually one of my cosplay fails videos are my most popular ones, because I did so much shit.
Oh my gosh.
Like super gluing your eyelash. I did that.
You super glued your eyelash on?
Period.
Wait, okay, oh my God, what happened?
There was a cosplay contest in Paris. It was actually ECG.
Oh,
there was a cosplay
contest. You know
contest.
What? I might do this too.
See?
Yeah.
See?
The more details I get, the more I'm like, well.
Yes. And I was going for my judges round, just like, you know, this minute. And my eyelash, you know, decided to like I saw this in slow motion, just like decided to go on the floor. And the only glue I had on my hand was super glue.
Okay, so in the process of super gluing the eyelash back on to your eye, did you wait a minute for it to get like less scalding hot to put it on your eyelid?
I don't remember. I don't think.
Or
I think I put it straight away.
just fight or flight, stuck that, did it burn?
I don't remember, girl. It was so long ago.
But that's crazy.
I always say it was worth it because I won this contest. So I was like,
Oh, hell yeah. You know what? I'm back in. I'm back in. I'm back in. Suddenly I'm back in.
It was so good. It was so bad. But yeah, it's worth it.
Well, I mean, if you don't have any, you don't even remember doing it. So like, you don't remember any lasting damage, right? So
I had more damage. I mean, I'm going with the cosplay failures here.
Yeah, please.
I mean, losing your hair from your wing.
Oh, yeah.
Is this like something that happened to you? Because I have like a bald patch here from my Soraka wig.
Oh my God.
It was too heavy and I had only one little comb inside my head. So yeah, I just lost hair after this cosplay.
I think I'm gonna go back and find my like super, super old League of Legends article, but I think your Soraka was the cosplay that I was like, look at this.
So if you see me there, you know my hair are leaving this room.
The follicles are actively dying.
Yeah, on this photo, they're like leaving, going away.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh, mine was like right in the front because I have a criminally large forehead, my little brother likes to tell me. So I wear my wigs like lower on my hairline. So it's like this part right here that's got the elastic band on it. So it was the sides of my head actually that started losing hair.
Oh, I'm so sorry for wearing the wig so often.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's out of cosplay. Did you cosplay every weekend? What
I cosplayed a lot. Too much for a long time. I mean, that was a couple years ago. So it was a while ago.
But it was worth it. It was worth it. I mean, come on. You look pretty cute, so.
I think it was worth it simply because I'm here right now Thailand with a bunch of really cool people.
Because you meet the people for cosplay and here we are.
Yeah.
Doing
stuff. Here, I got you this.
Aww. Yeah.
So let the camera know where everyone can find you online and also if you have anything cool coming up.
Cool coming. Okay, so first, I'm Shepi Workshop. You can find me on Instagram and all those cool handles, you know. I have a YouTube channel, which is a bit dead, I'm not gonna lie, because I haven't been doing a lot. But still, if you are from Poland, it's a cool cosplay stuff. And what I'm coming up, I'm organizing the biggest convention in Poland right now. It's called PyrCon. It's in June and it's really huge. Like we have 60,000 people. So it's actually really nice.
Maybe. Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
If you're free.
In June, you say.
If not this year, then maybe next year. So yeah.
I feel like my June might be free.
For me, honey. That'd be actually nice.
No, I actually would love that. Keep me in mind, please. That would be
you have
amazing.
To be in touch, you know.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for the call.
I appreciate it.
Last minute like jump, but it was so nice.
I was like, please, let's do it.
You're such a nice, you know, like, do I say right, talker or like the conversationist?
Yeah, host.
Host, thank you. I was looking for a word.
I'll take all of it. Nice. Well, thank you so much for watching, everybody, our strangely unhinged Thailand episode, and I hope to see you in the next one. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everybody.
You guys can start.
Don't be polite with me.
And we're back with another guest from Phuket, Thailand. Everybody's favorite gooner, Stella Chu.
I'm going to let you guys know right now that I'm high.
Well, welcome. Thank you for sitting down with me again. Stella was my first episode of this podcast, actually. So we're back in action right now.
The original.
Yeah, after a whole year.
Yeah. You just celebrated your anniversary.
Yeah, I did.
Congratulations. Thanks. Is it serious now? Like, are you guys going to move in together?
You know, we're thinking about it. We're looking at rings.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I see that I think you're in the exact same shirt that you were in when I interviewed you the first time.
It was not
as
a coincidence, but it might as well be. Wait, it was a coincidence. Wait, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say it is a coincidence. Yes. I did not plan this.
I don't know. You did it because you came in and I was like, sit down. You didn't even know you were doing this right now. Yeah. Well, welcome. How has Javik aged in the past year?
They definitely adopted four kids and they live on a cabin by a river Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew this. It's true. So that's as much as I've gotten from them because I actually moved on to other fandoms. Like, I'm really into Dispatch right now. Dispatch right now. Can we talk about Dispatch?
Yes, we can. Robert Robertson and Flambe, right?
That's sometimes your favorite. Sometimes Waterboy.
Oh, I love Waterboy.
Sometimes it's either a throuple or it's, you know, either or.
What about Flambe and Waterboy?
Yeah, yeah. It's called Steam Team or something, or Steam Team.
The fire and water of it all.
Yeah. So like when they fuck, it becomes a sauna. It's moist. Everyone's hydrated. Also, apparently men go cruising in saunas all the time. That's like actually just like the thing to do.
Wait, what is cruising?
Cruising is when gay guys are looking for other gay guys, but they don't say it out loud. They like signal it by like doing the eye thing. You know, like,
okay, well,
you want to go fuck in the butt.
So